Benefiting from ancient manuscripts. Selected text. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. Revelation 22:18. Occasionally, a scripture may seem completely out of harmony with the rest of scripture, and checking translation has not helped. In this case, it is worthwhile to check the ancient manuscripts. The 20th century discovered Dead Sea Scrolls of the Hebrew Old Testament go back to the time of Christ and even before. And the Greek New Testament, GNT, is now represented by about 100 papyri, 2nd to 8th centuries, 300 uncials, 4th to 10th centuries, and 2900 cursives, since the 9th century. Though none is perfect, dozens of the best point to an early text far less diverse than the manuscripts of the majority text. In only a few places, the meaning is substantially changed, as notably in John 1:18, 1 Corinthians 15:51, and Revelation 20, verse 5. Dead Sea Scrolls. Approximately one-third of the Dead Sea Scrolls attest to how well the Masoretic text has been preserved for over 1,000 years. The most significant change may be an addition, which may be designated verse 0 of 1 Samuel 11. Nahash, king of the Ammonites, oppressed the Gadites and the Reubenites viciously. He put out the right eye of all of them and brought fear and trembling on Israel. Not one of the Israelites in the region beyond the Jordan remained whose right eye Nahash, king of the Ammonites, did not put out, except 7,000 men who escaped from the Ammonites and went to Jabesh-Gilead, added by 4Q Sam and Josephus Antiquities 6, Volume 1, omitted by Masoretic. This text logically explains the historical account of the following verses. It could easily have been accidentally omitted. If a scribe's eye skipped from Nahash in verse 0 to Nahash in verse 1. The principal New Testament manuscript discovery of the 20th century has been that of over 100 papyrus manuscripts, about half of which are from the 2nd and 3rd centuries preceding Constantine. These are signified by the letter P with a superscript number. P52, J. Rylands, 457, of about AD 125. The 19th century school of higher criticism had ostensibly proved that John's writings could not have been written before the late 3rd century. That conclusion had already been largely discounted by the time this manuscript of John 1831-33 and 37-38 trashed it. P45, the Chester Beatty 1 manuscript of the early 3rd century, contains fragments of all four Gospels and Acts. Thus, the four Gospels were recognized at least a century before Constantine supposedly canonized them. P75 of similar date contains Luke and John. P46, Chester Beatty 2 of about AD 200, has Paul's epistles in a sequence of Romans, Hebrews, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and so forth. Thus, Paul was very early considered the author of the book of Hebrews. P47, Chester Beatty 3 of the early 3rd century, contains most of the center one-third of Revelation. It is evidence that Revelation was written much earlier and not later. There are now 80 to 120 known manuscripts or fragments earlier than the oldest known Textus Receptus manuscript, Q026, of the 5th century. Thus, a commonly repeated claim that Textus Receptus, from which the King James Version was translated, was exactly what the apostles wrote, simply retains no credibility. Notable New Testament corrections. Accordingly, the following corrections to the King James Version, some of which apply also to other versions, are recommended. Matthew 5:22, omit, without a cause. By the 5th century, a scribe probably felt a need to justify himself or his organization by adding a word, a four-letter word in the Greek. Matthew 6:13, omit, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The three best manuscripts of Matthew omit these words. This appears to have been adapted from 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 through 13. But "thine is the kingdom" appears to directly contradict "thy kingdom come" in verse 10. GNT also confidently omits these words. Matthew 19:17, read, "Why askest thou me concerning good? One is good, but if thou wilt." This might be one of the few Arian alterations. Matthew 24:36, add, "nor the Son," after, "angels of heaven." Mark 3:29, read, "sin" for "damnation." Mark 16, 9-20, omit all these verses. GNT also confidently omits these words. There is also a shorter ending in some manuscripts, but it too should be rejected. Luke 23:34, omit, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But the Sinaiticus original scribe, 4th century, and Regius, L, 8th century, among about 1,630 manuscripts, include the text. The destruction of the temple and fall of Masada within 40 years might indicate they were not forgiven. John 1:18, read, "an only begotten God," for "the only begotten Son." The four oldest and best manuscripts read, "God." This reading would appear to support the view that John 1:1 refers to two separate and distinct gods. Alan Wickren dissented on this text from the other four GNT committee members, but E.C. Colwell acknowledged the correction. John 7:53 through 8:11 omit all these verses. GNT also confidently omits these words. Some manuscripts put them other places in Luke or John. Others mark them as dubious. Still others include only some of these verses. Acts 13:19-20 read, "He gave them their land for an inheritance for about 450 years. Also after these things he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet." Acts 20:28 read, "the blood of his own son for his own blood." Compare 1 Timothy 5:8. 1 Corinthians 5:7 omit, "for us." Was Christ's sacrifice so limited? In Corinthians 15:51 read, "we shall all fall asleep, but we shall not all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trump. For we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." This correction is a clear case of quality versus quantity. Six of the best nine manuscripts, plus four others, read as corrected, while only two support King James Version, plus 575 lesser manuscripts. The ancient versions are split. A few manuscripts have not in both places or in neither place. The incompatibility between the early reading and the immortality of the soul teaching is easily seen. That likely explains why the change was made. Ephesians 5:30 omit, "of his flesh and of his bones." 1 Timothy 3:16 read, "who for God," a later single pen stroke changed "who" to "God" in several manuscripts. Isaac Newton protested against this alteration seen